First of all, there was a concession to reality. I'm stopping in denial. I made it two-sided. There's room for people to write answers on it. I put the word shame on top, which means I finally admitted the fact that nobody's listening to my eights of putting on two different pieces of paper, except for Hillel. So Hillel will get special credit for that. That's just want you to know. Okay. And this, so yeah, I put the second paper at this time because I did it again, the same stupid mistake, so did it twice. Okay, somebody needs a copy. Everybody have a copy? Okay, so the first question, why don't we count the case over here of the tchiva considered like a golos? So we said there's two terutzim. One is because we're not convinced that it's going to get to the full temperature that you need. We do a golo bedafka, it has to be roiskin, which means it's boiling. And over here, it's already comes the yatsa lettuce bow. Number one. Number two, we're not convinced that you're necessarily going to get every single part of what you have to get to be mago. Okay. Kishain shishim. That's number two. Number three, Ezapulas Nichla Beisra Hanozu. And what actions are going to be included in that? Right? So that's basically it was a nice way to say, right, you know, give me sif beis, right? Okay, right. So no, sif gimel, sorry. So what's usher? So we had usher, we had, if it's not shishim, so it's what's we call it. So the food is usher. The pot is usher because it has bliya basmachalav in it. And the kaf is usher because bliya basmachalav in it. So everything is usher. So that's what's usher. Okay, that's the dvorim which are nichol and the sister. Pretty straightforward. So what can't you do because of that? So the food you can't eat. Can't eat the food, you have to throw the food out. Can you feed the food to an animal? The answer is no. Can you feed the food to an animal that which is not yours? So the child's brought from the marshal, that's usher. Okay, so let's assume that we pass like that. Okay. Now what about the status of the kalim? What can you do with the kalim? So the Makarba tells me that you're allowed to use the kalim. You can use the pot to put in Paris or David Simon. And Tal came along and told me that you can use it to heat up common lach of roishoy. That's going to be mutter. Now like the Mordechai said, that's usher. That the if you use it for cooking in it, you're not allowed to cook in it. If you use it for cooking in it, so we had a machloek as well. You have to be mashed with the mayak today or not. And we remind her that the even if you would say you have to master the Makadera, it means the benefit which you're going to be getting, the fact that this kli was balua and it's not going to be absorbing it's not going to be diminishing some of the food by the fact that you're cooking in a pot which is a chadasha where there'd be a blia. So that'll be relevant to the kadeira. In regards to the calf, obviously you have the same issue. You can't use the calf. If you would use the calf, it'd be hard to figure out what the demay hakaf would be. But theoretically, if you could figure it out, the amount that would be belay of saving that. Okay, theoretically that would be relevant. The calf was everything's a benyomo, so everything's also so. You're not getting a hanu out of it, so it's hard to, I mean, you can't, right, so I can't use the kaf of kilo in anything. That's, you know, but in regards to how much I would have to mashik if I did use it, it's hard to say that we would figure out what that would be. Could you? So that gets involved in this issue of Ratzibi Kiyumai. Okay, Be'er Ratzibi Kiyumai, Be'ez Afanam Shaykh, Vadinim Hanisra Poi. So what is Ratzibi Kiyumai? So that was a Kiddush of the Moor over there in Avodah Zorah, that if you have a Kali which has a Bli of Isra Hanoh inside of it, and you want to use the kli, thereby saying that the Isra Hanoah Shaboy is significant in the sense of its, you want its existence because you want the kli, not because you want the existence of the item. So did that become Usur or not? So I want to use the Morab there says you cannot use the Hadrianus, the Keres Hadriani to be Simon to the Mitzah. Tosis then discusses, expand that concept when you have a kli which has an Isra Hanoah in it, is there a problem using it? Pashas, this halacha, the Makarba is saying that you're allowed to use it to what Paris and etc. is saying that we don't paskin this Isra over here. And Khanami, that's two shittas and Tosis over there. And understanding that there's an Isra Hanoah on the Kedera, to understand there's Isra on the Kedera, Kipshutai means you're thinking that the problem has to be Kiyuma, you're going like that shittah which holds us, or you cannot put Paris in it either, according to that shittah. You couldn't use it for anything. The Maisa Makarba is passing that's mutter for. So so that's what we said. The Pshat the Makarba meant the problem is not mitzad hanor of Ritzah b'kiyumah, because then why would Paris be mutter? The problem is mitzad the benefit you're getting mitzad that you're saving the mouth of the bleeds. Okay, so if you take the calf which is now usher and you stick it into Kedera Harris number 5, Mezumam Iskashim Imakaf Ben Yomo, and Be'er Hatzdodim. So this is Mechotz in the Bach and the Shach. Do you calculate that from the from the Thiva when you first put the milk in it? Let's say it was a milk with a spoon. So you have the milk with a spoon, you use 9 o'clock in the morning, then you use that 9 o'clock at night, you stuck the milk with a spoon into Ben Yomo into a place you can pot without Shishim, and then 10 o'clock the next morning, you put it into a different pot. So it's been more than 24 hours since the Thiva of the milk. It's less than 24 hours since the baking of Basta Bacala. So we have this Mechlekes over here. Is that a problem? Do you calculate it from the Tchiva Rishonah, or do you calculate it from this last, the Tchiva when it made Basta Bacala? So Shach says you calculate it from the second one, because once the Basta becomes Aser, so typically, forget about the milk, the mice of the Basta is Aser, it's not 24 hours since the Basta. The Bach, we said that the Kimager shall sue in the Bach, the aside of that the of Oyser and a Nesar, that the Nesar can't be Oyser more than the original Oyser. And since the Oyser is Mitzad the Cholov, so Mitzad the Cholov, it's Eidim and Yom anymore. So if the Cholov couldn't be an Oyser, the Nesar, which is the Basher, because the Cholov can't be Oyser either. That's how your mouth is sudden. Fine. Sheinu ben yomai b'shas hatzchiva horishoinot. So the kli which is put in, which is not a ben yomai, it's a sifdalid. So what is the status of the calf? So I didn't ask you what the status of the kedera or the tafshul is. To their mutter. The calf is also l'chatchila with basar or with cholov. Number one. Number two, we're not aser. Let's say the scenario, it was cholov, edim and yom, and then it went to basar. So you put it to basar a second time, it wouldn't aser. Putting the cholov a second time, it might be a problem because there is ben yom or basar in it, which might be a problem in the second part. What about with Shard Devarim? So the Shach says that Shard Devarim is mutter. The Shach is a cut in your gimel, says Shard Devarim is mutter. However, we're going to apply the minhag of Sifhei is going to impact it all. So the Shach doesn't mention that, but the other person pointed out that even though that's true Mikir Adin, you're still going to have this issue. The Prima Gadim in your gimel, I don't think you spoke it out. If you told me it's also of everything, I gave it some credit. If you told me it's most of everything, I gave it some credit. Number 7, Bir Kamana Sar Surah Vagosa Shri Shain Din Shall Ana Banyama be Suri Hano. So we read this piece in the tour in the Beis Yosef that he quoted from the Gosa Shri, that there's no din of Ana Banyama doesn't play role by Yisuri Hano. So Kipshuta means the Surah Pogum doesn't apply by Yisuri Hano. He said that's not true. Makabra Farish Hilkas Pesach, Yisuri Hano, Makabra says Ana Banyama. So and Rabbi Yarmouth is matter by Yisili Anos. So what is he talking about? It means that it's not Yisra Achila, you're right. For the mice, so there's potential benefits like we have over here. You're gaining the benefit of the Blias, etc. So that's what he's referring to. That's what we suggest in Pshat. Okay. Number eight was any answer you gave me, Kamat, I marked right, because I didn't tell you what I thought about it. But what's this on a Shabbat between the three questions that the Shach asked in Sivkat and Tezvav on the Din of Nisker B'Sivhei? So all three questions really are rooted in the concept. You see that the Makar B'Sheet is that not by not is really Mutter. You were saying not by not is Osir. Okay, that's what I wanted. Some people asked, they're all Kashi from Tim and Tavie. Well, that's almost true, but I gave credit for that too. What? I will not give credit for that.
It's a
step weiter in the din of not pronounced. It prevents the mice, but you sort of the head there is once it's mutter, it's mutter because it's not pronounced. It's mutter. That's how to show up. It's not exactly the. Okay, Hilchitin Beis Suarez Lama Yia Mutter Lishtamish Makeder Lebasa Filu Im Ein Heter Shall Not Bar Not Bebishu. So that was the point that the Shach says at the end. The Yia Mutter Not Bar Not Bebishu is Aser, but we have two arguments over here. Should be different. Should be better. Right in our scenario. So he said one is because Not Bar Not Bar Kalim is different. It went through. It's coming out of a Kali, or because it's Gimel Nois Titan. Right. That was the two arguments that the Shach said why this should be better. Okay, number 10. In talk of Kaf Ed Ben Yom B'Machol Parvah K'derer Ben Yom Shal Hamino Acher, the case of the Ramah Ma Oisim Im Kol Adorim. So what is the luck in all the items? Right. So really there are three things that Ramah is telling us. Right. We have to know what the status of the food is. What type of clean you're supposed to put the food in, and what's the status of the kalim? Right, that's really like they're really the three points that the Ramah is addressing. Not them all, right? The Ramah is addressing what's the status of the food. He says even though mikra didn't really, it's parav, but the minig is with dafka to eat it with like the min of the kiwi which is on yomo. Right, so according to the Ramah, so in the scenario where which we have over here that the kedera was ben yomo. Right, and the kaf was ended ben yomo. So let's say the kaf was milchik, and the kedera was fleishig. So you should eat with fleishig because you eat it like the min of the ben yomo. Okay, step number one. Step number two. What type of kli do you put it in? Right. So can you put it onto milchik? The kli. The answer is no. Right. The minig is you should put a dafka in the min hakli of the ben yomo. So you put it on a fleishig kli. Then the third step is what's the status of the Enem Ben Yomo, of the calf. You know, the calf becomes also used for anything. That was the reference that the Prima Gadol was saying before. When you take an Enem Ben Yomo spoon, you put it to a Ben Yomo pot, so the Enem Ben Yomo spoon becomes also the basar, the kol, and the kar, the worm. Now, according to this minute. Right? The Chaver said before, it's also with basar and kol. But it's mutter b'shar devorim. But now we're saying we're going to ask the Enem Ben Yomo that you can't use it for anything. You have to kasher it. Okay, that was the review.